Is that going to be? No, I think that's going to be fine.
He's going to get him.
Talk less.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Might be a little too much.
Think so? I think it's okay. Is that better?
On the verge.
You can try to do it differently. I think that's fine. You can hear me. You could hear me if I didn't yell. But this helps us with transcripts.
This is kind of like a Bible study thing.
Yes, it is. It's. Oh, he just. What is he doing? What you doing?
No.
Jesse? He got real spooky there.
Belle, what are you doing on the floor?
I'm doing my penance on the sink.
Testing. It was a little bit better. Would you? Yeah. Would you do turn it up or something? We really don't need sound. All we need to do is be able to record it. That's all. You can cut off this side. Maybe that would even make it better.
Belle, why don't you get up there and sit
down? No, I don't want to sit down.
We can give her a chair out of the back room.
I sit down all day.
I will get her a chair.
Little cushy chair. That's good. Praise God.
Oh, this is not good.
What's wrong? Not good. Oh, you're gonna have to keep yourself alert. We know what it's all about.
Okay.
Praise God. Let's just pray. Who wants to say a prayer? Gloria, why don't you say a prayer tonight, dear? Can't hear you, honey. Amen. Praise God. Over the last, about month or so, we've just been thinking about things, think about responsibilities, and what are we called to do with our life, and what do we want to accomplish with our life. I think it's a good thing for everybody to do with their life is just to look at their life and say, what am I going to do with this? How many years do I have probably? What can I accomplish in those years? And what will I be satisfied with? What will I, what if I could close out of here, what will, what will they be able to say, or what will I be able to say about myself and really be happy? What are our goals and responsibilities, or our values, and what do we want to accomplish, and how are we going to go about accomplishing those goals? And I think one of the strong things probably in my life personally was just to see, to see people grow and to be more fulfilled in life. And to me, that's really important, to bring people to the place, first of all, to get them to the point to where they believe in God, and also that they would start to use that power, and there really is power out there, to better themselves, to have a quality life, to be better people, and to raise their standard of life, and to get people blessed. And how many people can we get blessed? How many people will cooperate long enough just to receive the blessing of God? Because I really don't think people realize at this point there really is a blessing of God. It's more than, well, God just blessed me last week. Woo dog, it felt good. Or I just got something, And that's how most Christians believe. And they respond in that way. Something good happens, and they say, well, I just got blessed that one time. Other than living in a realm of constant blessing. How can we, take advantage that we're always being blessed, that God is always making a way for us, so that things will be able to work out. So one of the things that I want to do is, we're going to start learning about different things. And one of the things that was really strong as I was doing, reading around today, there was a scripture. If you go to Psalm chapter 133, it's a real short one. But read this and think, how many of you want to be blessed? Well, you know what? We either get a blessing or a curse. Do you know that? Now, whenever you read about a curse in the Bible, you do the direct opposite of that. Whatever brings that curse on, you'll get a blessing. And if you do the direct opposite of something that would cause you to get a blessing, don't read ahead of me, something that would cause you to get a blessing, guess what you'll get? You'll get a curse. You'll get the opposite of things, right? So in this sense, there's so many people out there, they live lifestyles that are just destined fruit, you know, the fruit of their life is just destined to bring on calamity. You know, somebody said, you can't roll that long, you're gonna lose the air out of your tires or lose the gas out of your tank. If you keep rolling like that, you're not gonna continue to be blessed living like that. I've never seen it happen. They usually run into a wall. You ever seen people gonna reap what you sow, that kind of stuff, or what goes around comes around? Well, really what comes around is a result of their ways. You know, it's not just that, oh, you just did something bad. What really goes around to people, everybody will usually get their just rewards. And I'm not saying usually. I would say they will always get what they reap. Whatsoever man soweth, that also should he reap. And we have to believe in God to see this is true. And right here, I like this one. It says, a song of degrees of David. Behold, everybody say, check this out. It says, look at this. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Anybody read that verse? Behold, how good and pleasant in Psalm chapter 133 for brethren to dwell together in unity. Well, some of y'all are about to make some changes in your life and to go up there. You know, somebody say unity. If you're taking notes, take them. If not, miss out. But write this down. The blessing that comes about as a result of unity. Certain things happen in your life when you can get people in your life that you can agree with. You know, certain things, you know, how many got dreams and visions and goals and different stuff? Well, you got to get the right people with you that they can get in agreement and that God can start to bless you. You know, there are certain things that I wanted to accomplish in my life in the area of ministry. I wanted to always get stuff going, but it was just hard to get the right people there. Amen, that could get in the right spirit of agreement. Brother Jesse is my partner in ministry. And when we teamed up, we were able to accomplish certain things just because we had some sort of agreement that God can do something with. And I believe the greater agreement and the greater unity, the greater works of God you'll see manifest. In Shreveport, we were able to get a whole lot more accomplished in certain areas because we had even greater agreement there than anywhere. Some say, behold. Hey, dear, that's okay. Somebody say, behold. Say it again, behold.
Behold.
What we're going to do tonight is just behold that. We're talking about the blessing of unity. Everybody needs to be blessed. And one of the things that we have to learn is that the blessing of the Lord makes rich. Everybody say that. The blessing of the Lord makes rich. See, people thought that, you know, people thought that Anadarko is what made people rich. No, Anadarko doesn't make people rich. God makes people rich. The blessing of God is what causes people to get rich. And he'll use companies and he'll use different things, but it's living a life that will put you at the right place at the right time to receive all that you want to receive from God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Rex, you need to get this deep within your spirit, because I just sense the Holy Spirit. This is really strange. I just started teaching and I'm just burning up. Because I believe there's something really powerful about this thing. My heart is just jumping because I believe we're on the brink of a miracle and God's trying to tell us something here. Because we all don't see it. We all want to be blessed. And God's saying, I'm trying to show you ways to get blessed. And if you hold on just a little bit and you listen and you believe in this thing, you'll see this thing start to happen. You were in a place where you couldn't be in agreement with just about everything there. The only thing you agreed with that you're going to get a check. Amen. You know, that's just about the most that you can get out of something. Anybody worked in company in places like that? Well, you know, God wants to bless you, that even the blessing of God will bless you to the point to where you can even work around people of like faith. That even your word and even your spirit will either change that environment you're in or he'll deliver you out of it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That's one of the blessings in my life. I tell you what, I'm right here. And somebody said, well, you're just surrounded by church people. Well, we got neighbors on every side, but I tell you what, Christ in me is greater than he that's in the world. And I believe the anointing in this church is greater than any flow or any energy force in this complex. We got believers on, you know, before Bill died, he got saved. You know, and Doris has some bit of the word, listen to Joel on TV. Last night, praise God, Brother Robert got filled with the Holy Ghost. speaking in tongues and gets joy unspeakable and full of glory right here last night. Hallelujah. The owner of the company and just said, I'm just so glad y'all are here. So I say, praise God. God will cause you, you know, he wants to rearrange your life and things could be a whole lot better if you let God loose. Let him loose to where he'll start to change some things and fix some things. You'll find out just what goes on. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And God is saying, behold, I want you to look. And it says, how good and how pleasant it is when brethren, somebody say, hallelujah, dwell in unity. I tell you what, we're going to get in unity in this body. We're going to get in unity in our companies. We're going to get in unity in our families and in our relationships. Why? Because God's telling us something. Listen, you haven't seen anything yet. It's going to get real good when you're getting unified.
Amen.
Amen. Something's going to happen when the body of Christ gets unified. You go to a higher level. Look at what God's already been able to do since, you know, that's what God did when he dealt with Gideon and all those boys out there. You know, he wanted them all of the same spirit, the same heart, and the same passion. And he got rid of some of those folk. As soon as he got rid of them, guess what happened? They were able to prevail.
Amen.
See, we think that more is better. Amen. No, I tell you what, unity is better. Let me say, pray. I could do much more than 100 people fighting and fussing and carrying on. Than one person that can believe God and hear a word and say, hey, we're going to stand on that word and see it happen. That's where the power of God is. We have got to believe in the power of God and unify around it. That's where the miracle starts. Some say the blessing of unity.
Amen.
That's what we're going to go for. You know, as we go in this different thing right here, you know, if you're looking at the difference, you say, well, what am I about to do right here? Well, on this other place, well, we had some people that did this, some people that did that, and it wasn't the right spirit, and I just didn't really feel that I could really prevail in that case. You know, just a little check, it's as good as it is. But I wonder what happened if I hook up with some Holy Ghost-filled believers. I wonder what happened if we all got together and tried to make money together. I wonder what would happen if we just put our faith, our efforts, and our time together and say, hey, we can get in agreement. What would happen if believers got together in faith and anointing, in principle, and in governing values, and in standards, and say, hey, let's just walk like this and see what happens. Someone said, behold,
how good.
Now, that's not just God saying to us, oh, isn't that good that they're doing that?
Mm-mm.
God is saying, behold, how good it is. Or how good it can be, can become. Everybody write this word, T-O-W-B. Somebody say Tobe. Say Tobe.
Tobe.
That word means pleasant, prosperity, welfare, and wealth. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Many people see the devil gets a grip on us. You notice when families get challenged in finances, the first thing the devil wants to do is to get them to fight one another. And the more they fight, the worse the money gets. The more they battle over stuff and stress over stuff and argue, the financial thing never gets better. The next step is just a divorce. So I said, behold, how awful it is when we can't unify. Husband can't keep a job when they can't unify. Kids won't stay home, you know, when the husband and the wife or people don't unify. The blessing of God can't prevail when there's no unity. But I tell you what, a supernatural blessing takes place when you get in agreement with other saints.
Amen.
And other believers. Somebody say hallelujah. We can see some things start to happen. Somebody say
there's power.
In supernatural unity. You've got to believe it. You've got to believe it. You've got to believe that it does make a difference.
Amen.
I tell you what, in God's kingdom, two is much better than one.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. And people think, I can do it all by myself. No, you can't. He didn't tell you to.
That's right.
You're going to need somebody to stand with you. Amen. Somebody to believe with you. In case you fall, they'll be there to pick you up. Amen. When you're missing it, they'll be able to say, hey, you're missing it. You know, when you're hitting it right, they'd be saying, well, that's it. Roll with it. Roll with it. It's the devil that would want to alienate us. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
and keep us divided. And whenever somebody got out there, amen, and whenever we get that spirit, and you know, we can get it in ministry, oh, it's just me. Some of that's the enemy. Mm-hmm. Say it's the enemy. I'm going to be teaching a lesson later on. I was talking to my friend Rita on the phone, you know, this morning. And I got in my shower, and this word came to me. Someone don't let me forget it. The deception of perception. The deception of perception. Your concepts and your precepts, you know, and all these different things. Many people, if we're not too careful, somebody say hallelujah. And if we don't choose to stay in the Word of God, to stay in unity, the enemy will get there. Somebody say amen. And he'll distort our perception. And if he can distort our perception, he can get us into deception. Well, I perceive this, I perceive. That's why we got to be Holy Spirit covered. And you know, we need to perceive things by our heart and just say, hey, in my God, I don't know what's going on. What is the deal? Holy Ghost, you speak to me, because my head might think this. The enemy might tell me this. Somebody say, we will always be deceived. You know what I'm saying? If we don't have the Holy Ghost renew our mind and control our perception. There are a lot of people that are going to get into mass deception, because they have a distorted perception. And we have to choose not to allow the devil to do that to us. Amen? Even though something, you know, we had people here a while back. Boy, they got on my nerves. And if I really thought, gave them 30 minutes of thought, I would turn to an evil person. Because these were some devious dogs. I'm telling you the truth. You know? And you know, they come up and say, did you know this one's running you down? That one's running you down and all this other stuff? And you know, who I was beginning to change to deal with all this other stuff around about me. Until the Holy Ghost helped me out. He said, don't believe it. He said, even though it's true, you refuse to believe it. And you confess differently. And I started to confess. Well, I don't care what else it is. They love me. I'm the favorite person in the whole world. And I started to confess that. And as soon as I started to confess it, did they change their confession toward me? Didn't matter. It didn't matter to me one bit. You know, I started to study. Everybody say enemies and different things. We got different enemies out there, you know. We got different enemies. And I'm not saying we're in trouble or nothing like that, but everyone, how many got enemies out there? Somebody say unity. We're talking about unity. You say, well, how do we unify when there's so many devils and so many enemies out there? Well, God will teach us how to do that. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't love your enemies for their sake. Amen. You love your enemies for your sake, or you'll become the enemy. Because you really don't wrestle and play with those people. That's the devil. The devil hated you before they showed up. They were just a willing vessel. Somebody say, praise God. So I choose to love them, not to win them. That's their problem. Amen. I choose to love them because I care about my psychological state and my spiritual state. And I got better things to be worried about than crazy people. So I choose to love people, even though the world might say, hey, you better protect yourself and work out this stuff. I choose to love them, amen, not for their sake, amen, but for the sake that I don't become an enemy just like them. And you don't get enemies until you start to walk in righteousness. Somebody say, praise God. You won't get a real enemy until you start to walk in righteousness. You get little scrappy stuff, you know, that you get in school. Well, you said, she said that stuff. But you don't pick up a real enemy. You hear what I'm saying? You don't pick up a real enemy. I'm talking about enemies you never did anything to, and all of a sudden they got a problem. Yeah, you don't pick up real enemies. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And then you figure it out, you didn't pick up an enemy. You picked up one of God's enemies.
Amen.
If you hadn't done anything to anybody, then you didn't do anything. It's what Jesus did that the devil's got a problem with. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Doesn't matter if you do or not. The devil just picks it up. When you decided to follow the Holy Ghost, you decided to follow, it's an issue of righteousness and evil. Now, are we saying everybody's Dracula out there that hates you? No, we're saying if you make up in your mind that you're going to follow the inspiration of your heart, even though it sounds crazy, people that are afraid to be themselves or afraid to take the chances that you take, or to believe what you believe, or do things that you do, they're going to develop envy and jealousy and fear and hatred. And really what they're doing, they're opposing themselves. They really hate themselves. Ooh, we're getting there. Somebody say power of unity. What do we unify around? Somebody say righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But when people make up in their mind that they're going to follow righteousness, I'm not talking rules and regulation. That kind of righteousness is as filthy rags. I'm talking about following what God tells you to do with no fear.
Amen.
When you don't have to figure it out. Amen? You have to do some weird things and walk some weird ways, and people think you're nuts, start talking about you because they think you're nuts. But I tell you what, when you follow God, God calls that righteousness. Abraham heard God say some things, believed God, and stepped out on what he heard and stepped out what he believed, and God called that righteousness, and it accredited to him as faith. Somebody say righteousness,
righteousness
will always
be accompanied
with evil hate. You tell people sometimes, don't hate me because you're afraid to obey God yourself.
Ooh.
And when we find people that want to step out in their life, in their ministry, in their anointing, and for certain things, we as a body have got to unify around what? Righteousness. Behold how good and pleasant it is. So say prosperity.
Prosperity.
Behold how prosperous the kingdom becomes. Behold how much prosperity will come in the church when we start walking in righteousness. God tells somebody that does something, and instead of we knocking them down and talking about them, we start to encourage them and support them.
Yeah.
Somebody said that person will be successful. Everybody say good. You know what else I like? Somebody say pleasant. Everybody say pleasant.
Pleasant.
Somebody say pleasant.
Pleasant.
What is pleasant? What is pleasant? Can you say pleasant?
Pleasing.
What do you mean pleasing, pleasant? Why is there a pleasant atmosphere? Because God is pleased.
Mm.
When God is pleased, things get real good. Somebody say praise God. What happens when those two boys, you know, when Adam, when the one, Cain and Abel, got in that big fight and one killed the other because one of them decided to obey God and the other one got mad because he just decided to obey God? He tried to kill him, didn't he? Some say when we stay in unity, God gets pleased. He gets his socks blessed off and things get better for everybody when God is pleased. Faith pleases God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody say sweet.
Sweet.
I tell you what, when my dogs act mean, I don't want to give them nothing. I got one dog, when she's growling at the dog bowl around the other dogs, I just want to knock her head off. I don't want to give her another treat. I don't want to pick her up. I don't want to hug her. I don't want to do any of those things. But that one dog just acts sweet. And we'll unify with all the other dogs. I'll pick her up any day. Well, it's the same way with God. When God is pleased, He opens His windows of blessing toward us. You ought to tell people, stop trying to knock me off and start trying to please God. So we say hallelujah. There is a God, right? I have to tell people that all the time. First of all, anyone wants to come to God must first of all believe that He is. There is a God, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
So say it pays.
It pays.
To serve God. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, you at least get to finish your race, because some of these get out there to finish the devil don't even get to finish their race. He just gets tired of seeing them sometime and knocks them off.
You both will end up the. It's not like at the end of the race, see who's got more prizes. Amen. Most people that serve the devil, they won't have any prizes. They won't be there. There's a way which seems right to men, but the end leads only to death. Now check this out. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity. Some say, I'm going to stop fighting. And I'm going to get in agreement. Because I got to be blessed. You got a better way? Then you better, whatever your way is, you better sell as many mortgages as you can sell. You better get whatever. If I were going to cut hair, I better cut my fingers off cutting hair. Because you're going to have to, either you can work in your flesh forever, or you can increase. You can increase yourself. You can increase your lifestyle. You can increase your livelihood just by making a pact. Hey, I'm going to be one that walks in peace and unity and get the blessing of God. And you can see this principle true throughout all. It said that 15% of one's wealth, 15% of one's wealth is dependent upon their education or skill. 85% of one's wealth is totally based on their ability to communicate and deal with other people and flow. Isn't that a trip? You ever seen them bums on the side of the street that know everything? You know what I'm saying? They're just on the side of the street begging, selling newspapers, but they know everything, and they really do. So I'm going to say 15%. And we get in these percentages and all this other stuff. Somebody say percentages. Percentages. You know, 10% and 15% is sorry stuff with God. So that's the basic minimum, amen? When we get over into God stuff, that's when we start to get over into the 85% stuff. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We get over there with God. And now it gets real sweet and it gets pleasant when we dwell in unity. Somebody say, it is like precious. When people get like this, somebody say, what is it like? Somebody say, it's just like anointing. Wow. Somebody say, unity can be the equivalent of anointing. You want to have a constant anointing? You want to have a constant flow of the anointing? How many of you like when God comes through in 15 minutes and we bang you on the head and we all fall down every once in 6 months and maybe we get blessed? But you can stay in a constant flow of unity is anointing.
Yeah.
Unity is an anointing. That's why you got to watch. And we noticed something where we started working with people in different campaigns and we put people the wrong spirit in there, money blocked up. Things just get stuck. You get a thing in there. You know what? That's to prove to you. It's a God thing.
Amen.
That there is a spirit and there's an anointing. You get the wrong ingredients in that thing, the wrong heart. Somebody say aching spirit. Where you can't get in agreement with certain stuff, you all go down. Somebody say keep it free, keep it clean, and keep it unified. Somebody say hallelujah. You see people, groups stink, can't even play two tunes together, but go straight to the top because they all stinky in agreement together. They all making that, I mean, when they all rackling and you know, whatever it is, they all doing it together, and so they go to the top. None of them can sing, and they all just go straight to the top. But you get one group fighting, one can sing his face off, you know, and all this other stuff, they get to fight, and they ain't going nowhere. But you get people, you know, that get into agreement, to get into the right heart, put their other stuff on the side and say, hey, we're going to agree around unifying around God. And that blessing will come. Somebody say
there's a blessing,
a supernatural blessing that we can grab a hold of. And it's like magic.
Amen.
It'll just start to happen when we just say, hey, we make up our mind. Life got, Brother Jesse and I got together one time, you know, and we just said, you know, when the bills were due and all this other stuff, we get together and we start griping and snapping at each other over stuff we couldn't control. You know? Like he had the power to tell the utility company what to charge. Or the phone company. You know, like he had some magic wand that he was out there telling people what to give on the offering or whatever else it is. And we get in there blaming each other because we ain't got stuff, you know. We ain't got the, well, what you know, and we don't get all tense around here. And we got to the point and say, hey, look, it's not worth us breaking unity ever again. We're just going to be in agreement and just enjoy it, never worry about it, never, and we're just going to roll right on. and just be happy. I said, whatever happens at Nations Church, whoop-de-doo. But, brother, we tight, and we're going to be in unified, and we're going to be in peace, and we're going to be with the grace of God. And when we got to that point in ministry, from that side, we noticed that, you know what? Just peace started just to happen naturally. Mm-hmm. Stuff started to come from north, south, east, and west. And you know what? We say, well, that's just the way it is. Somebody say, it's not worth missing your blessing. How much money is the blessing? How much money is worth, you know, the blessing of God? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And I've seen a lot of people get a lot of money, and today ain't got jack squat. So say money without a blessing is nothing. You just go right in the circle, amen? Mm-hmm. Easy come, easy go, amen? Mm-hmm. I've seen people start with $10, and at the end of it, they got more in 25 years down the road. And somebody can get blessed with $1 million. And 3 years down the road, without the blessing of God on that thing, be exactly where they left off, but actually worse. Actually worse off. Then they're feeling stupid. Where did it all go? Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, it's like ointment. Remember when we talked about, somebody said, this unity is like ointment. It's like the anointing. You're not going to be able to have this. It's just as hard to get unity as it is to get a real anointing.
Amen.
So I say, you know how unity comes? Crushing. Mm-hmm. And pressure. Same way anointing comes. You know what I'm saying? Because both of them, so say, nothing comes easy. You just keep working. Some say, hey, we just going to get, I'm going to be your friend. And we just going to get along. You know? You know, we just going, I just decided we're going to be in agreement. You know, that's just it. It's not that easy. It's going to take a lot of spiritual work. Devotion and death, and a commitment and decision to stay unified. This isn't going to take that much to stay anointed by the Holy Ghost. He said, but it's just like the ointment that flowed, the ointment or the anointing oil that flowed from Aaron's beard. How many of you thought that anointing oil that flowed from Aaron's beard was important? Why did God have them anoint the priest? Say, anoint the priest with unity. How will they know? See, how did they know the priests of the Old Testament? Because they would anoint that priest in front of all the people. Then Jesus comes and tells us in the New Testament. He said, listen, by this will all men know you're my disciples, by your love for one another. Someone say, that anointing of unity. People say, well, that would have set me off. Yeah, and it would have set you off. Anything would have set you off. You're already far gone. So say, why did that set you off? Why weren't you ready to punch somebody in the mouth? Why weren't you ready just to go, I would have packed my stuff and been out of there in 15 minutes. No, I would have. Me? You ever met people like that? How did you put up with it? How can you stand that? How can you stand this person, that person? And say, praise God. I'm anointed by the Holy Ghost to do it. So say, I got an anointing of unity. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. I couldn't heal people. I couldn't heal the sick, raise dead. Couldn't do any of those things until I was anointed by God to do it. Well, it's the same thing with unity. We couldn't get along. So therefore, we get it. Somebody say, it's just like the ointment or the oil that flowed from Aaron's beard. You can be anointed to unify. Or you can be anointed to be a spirit of division, strife, appointed and anointed by the devil to divide. You notice what the devil does? He divides. He tried to split heaven wide open. Well, that's how you can tell the Bible. So the Bible says when you see strife, envy, and all this other stuff, you find every evil work. I'm going to say anointed to divide. Anointed to be cursed. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Something's about to happen in the body of Christ. I can see the body of Christ, two saints going to get together and grab arms, grab hands and say, hey, we're going to pull on this anointing.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
They were all in one place of one spirit, one mind, and one heart.
Woo!
Praying in the Holy Ghost. And what happened? Then the Holy Ghost came. They were with, somebody say, with one accord.
Remember?
Somebody say, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, with one accord.
Yeah.
Then the power of God came. Some say the anointing, or the blessing of unity.
Hallelujah.
I've been sent. You wouldn't believe what blessing's coming on. You wouldn't believe the blessing of God.
Amen.
You wouldn't believe what stuff. I tell you what, you get unified around God's purposes, you don't have to come up with all this stuff that people say you have to come up. I'm having people trying to give me businesses. Hunting me down. Two businesses in 2 days. We spoke certain things up. I spoke something to one person about a company. And I said, this is what God said to me in the shower. I told someone, said, God spoke to me in the shower. Said, she's doing this. He said, I'm going to do it for you 10 times more because you're willing to do it for me in the church. And I forgot about it. And I just left it alone. He told me exactly what kind of company he wanted me to get involved with and do in time to come. And from the word of that, I haven't told a soul, hadn't told anybody. But since that time, I've been going into places. We went into two. And the people, different businessmen, saying, you need to do this. Never heard it before. Bluntly, within 1 hour, both of them came right out and said, whenever you do it, they didn't even know that God had already spoken to me. Said, I'll do whatever you got to do. Somebody said, that's spirit of wisdom. God will bless you when you get unified with God. Somebody say hallelujah. There'll be more for you. Somebody say, he that is within me.
He that's within me.
Is he that's in the world.
Greater than he that's in the world.
Somebody say hallelujah. And you got to believe that about your brothers and sisters in Christ too.
Amen.
He that's within your heart. Amen. Those that are dear to your heart are better than those that are on your back. Somebody say hallelujah. Those that are within me. He that's within me. Those brothers and sisters in Christ that have Jesus on the inside are greater than those that are in the world. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's just, somebody say richness, anointing, or fruitfulness. Somebody say fruitfulness.
Fruitfulness.
That means it's not going to come but by suffering, by give and take, by battling through some stuff, by death. Somebody say just by fruitfulness. Unity will only, comes like fruit. Just doesn't pop up. You got to grow unity. You know, you just got to make your mind say, hold on, we're unified here in the name of Jesus. We're going to be okay. Well, I got to shut up. Now, it's just like the oil that flowed from Aaron's beard and all this other stuff, the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descend upon the mountains of Zion. For the Lord. Somebody say, for the Lord.
For the
glory
Lord.
To God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Say, for the Lord.
For the Lord.
He's trying to make it really easy for you to get blessed. All you got to do is believe.
Amen.
It's just a choice to believe. That's real easy. Somebody say, for the Lord commands his blessing on unity. Praise God. I mean, you can live to the point to where we're just going to get an agreement around God. If we can't agree about this, we're going to find something to agree about.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I agree that we're going to be in agreement. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. And then the Lord will command his blessing and everything will be all right.
Amen.
And I tell you what, when we get in all this other stuff, the devil stands over you and commands his curse.
Mm-hmm.
Some say, that's mine. They acting like me. These my kids over here. Nobody likes anybody talking to their children. You know what I'm saying? You can tell. Somebody say, you can tell it. Look, there's all the devil's children over there and he can tell them exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, come on over here. Right now, that's mine. See? But God's children, amen? He commands his blessing over his. He says, by your words, you'll be blessed. And by your words, you'll also be condemned. Keep on running your mouth. So they say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those that speak things are out there. Don't worry about it. They're just digging a big hole for themselves. The Bible says that. Somebody say, hallelujah. Do you know that God wants to destroy every one of your enemies? If you don't have any, if your enemies are truly his enemies, if they mad at you because you love him, God will destroy them. The Bible says that. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That's power. That's power, that's anointing, that's grace. When you get to the point to where you don't have any, God has, I've seen people drop. I had somebody rip me off for some money. How many of y'all know I love the role in business sometimes? And I was working at a company, traveling all around, doing all this other stuff. And I was just hearing the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost said, leave that company in Burbank and just go do something good. So I left a good paying company, Burbank, California, living Sherman Oaks, which is one of the nicer areas, all expenses paid for, in a hot tub with the drummer for, I think it was either Elton John, Elton John's drummer, out in the hot tub with Elton John's drummer, laughing and talking, having a good time, doing the things that God wanted me to do right out there. And God says, okay, that's it. No more of that. Y'all just go. And we was thinking, we were trying to follow the word of God. Said, now do something good for people. So we wanted to find something good. We quit them good jobs to go volunteer. Somebody say volunteer.
Volunteer.
In Hicktown, Virginia, in a Salvation Army camp. So we left it and went down there to Spotsylvania. Y'all remember Spotsylvania? It's right out, it's a little place called Centerville, Virginia, and went out there and started volunteering at camp, you know. I was just obedient. Those kids were wearing me out, y'all. I got a story. I'm going to shut up 15 minutes, but this is a story. They had to promote me, the program director, because I was trying to do the camp thing. But they got these inner city kids in there that had emotional problems. All the kids had them. I didn't know it. They got them from social service. All the kids had been abused, and those kids were a trip. I'm talking, they'd take off their clothes and run through the woods. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these kids had some problems. Growling and stuff. And I'm sitting up there, you know, it's hard when you obey God. You know, I'm thinking I was out there at the pool with this other guy, and I'm out here in the middle of the woods with these crazy demons. You know, and I was trying my hardest to do it. And one time I just, you know, after a couple of weeks of it, it was starting to wear me out, y'all. It was getting to me. So I had to just get away. I had my room there and the kids had their side. We were supposed to be out there in the woods with the kids. But my kids were in the cabin. I just couldn't take it. And I was just there in my room, you know. I was in my room and I had my door and they had their door. And the kids came to the door, knocked on the door and said, hey. Hey, Cap Ron, can we play the blah 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 blah, play the game blah blah blah? And I didn't think anything. I go, bam! And I slammed the door, and that little boy's face just as hard as I could. So I said, "You can grow in God." I slammed that door in that boy's face. It just could make me. The little boy didn't say anything. The little boy said, "He said no." He said no. So God. But thank God it was through, you know, I was working there at the camp and, you know, it was a job. And all of a sudden I decided, just so happened that one of the national headquarters was God. And was figuring out, what's these boys doing at this camp? What is the deal? But we were blessed, you know what I'm saying? You know? What's happening here? You know, God will put you at the right place at the right time.
Amen.
If you don't try to fight your way to the top will find you. Yep. Somebody say, cream always rises to the top. Somebody say, hallelujah. Not saying I'm cream, but I know I'm all that. Hallelujah. No, I'm joking. But we got there, and, you know, we were used to a certain amount. You know, you don't have to let people steal from you. Well, the last we knew we were going, and I like to spend money. And I knew that if we're going to be volunteering at this camp, we need to have resource. So I need to find a way to save. Because I knew if I just put it in the bank someplace, it would, you know, I'd go to some store someplace and see something I had to have. So the way for me to save my money was, instead of buying the stuff with the company's card, whenever we have to go out, and you ever know reimbursements or per diems and different things, I bought everything for the company that the company needed. And those bills would just rack up into the, you know, a month, 30 days of doing production stuff. You know, I just, you know, hey, you need this. You know, it was always approved stuff, but I just pay it. But we never had a problem of getting our money back. You know, they would always reimburse you 30 days later, unless you left the company. So I'm stuck down here at the camp, and they're owing me this money. You know, and I sat up there, and I'm calling up here, get, you know, where's my, you know, you my reimbursement? They'd play games and play games. The whole summer went on. Man, play games. Young guy, play games. made me so mad. If I was over there, I would have fought because I wasn't completely righteous. Amen. But the Lord told me, just leave it alone and forgive and let go and let God handle it. You shut, you know, I said, okay. And I just left it alone. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, you better call on your money now. And I picked up the phone several weeks later and dialed California. I said, may I please speak to Bruce? I said, what? He said, Bruce. I said, it's Rod. I want to speak to Bruce. So you're not going to be able to speak to Bruce. There was a board meeting where they were talking about finance, and he dropped dead. Right before I had called, he dropped dead at the board meeting when he was sitting up there talking about money. So you just get out of stuff. God will handle stuff. Amen? I've seen him move again and again. When there's strong unity, God will do, even in Shreveport, somebody came out against the ministry. And God will take them back to the spot of their offense and close it out right there as a witness. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, listen, Psalm chapter 34. What is he that desireth life? Now we know that if you want to get a blessing, you do what it says. You want to get a curse, do the opposite. Now check out this. Which man is he that desires death? Either blessings or cursing life or death. Okay? Psalm 34. What man is he that desires life that he may see many days? That he may see good. Or the opposite. Who desires death that you may want to see short days? Amen. And evil in the little short days you got left. Keep your tongue from evil. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say unity.
Unity.
You want to have a long life and see good in those days? Keep your tongue from evil. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't just say the wrong stuff. Even when we get tempted. Somebody say hallelujah. I know we can get stuff to where we'll just say stuff. I'm not just talking about cussing or getting mad at people. I just can't go on anymore. Well, I tell you what, God's got a future for you and a plan for you. He wants to bless you. He knows where he wants to take you. He wants you to go all the way. When you face opposition and adversity, you're going to have to walk through it. Don't say you're going to go this way, go that way. If you say anything other than I'm going to walk through this to what God has for me, that's good and that's righteous and that's a blessing. But when you start to say out of your mouth, I'm going to divert, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Somebody said, that's evil. Keep your tongue from evil. When your head's out of check, shut up. Speak in tongues. Somebody say hallelujah. I got to the point to where we just got to the point in this ministry to where times had gotten so rough. And we just refused to speak evil because we knew what the will of God was for the church, even though it didn't look like any way we'd be able to accomplish it. But that didn't make a difference. We were not able to say anything. We stopped saying, hey, we're not going to be here no more. We can't say that. Or I'm going to go over here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, I know what God wants to do in my life, and anything other than what God wants to do in my life is evil. The devil came to Jesus with many other alternatives when he was in the wilderness, on the way to the promised land, trying to give him other routes and other roads. Say, get behind me, Satan. You don't savor the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. So don't ever, somebody say, never talk evil. Devil's putting it in your head. Don't put it in your mouth. Don't say it, because the minute that you get that stuff out of your mouth, you start a law in action. There's a lot of people that talk themselves in graves, talk themselves into sickness, talk themselves into divorce, talk themselves into a lot of mess just because they couldn't keep their tongue. And you're listening, speaking to somebody, say, depart from evil. How do you depart from evil? Doing good. That's the only way to depart from evil. Do good. You're not going to be able to depart from evil and just stand there and look stupid. You're going to do something. So occupy yourself. How are we departing the evil of hell? We're occupying until he comes by doing good. People that do nothing will do evil. So do good so you won't do evil. Amen? Somebody say, do good, seek peace. Seek peace, and then what it said, not enough just to look for it, but pursue it. Get up and look for it. You ever find lazy people, they lost something? Did you see my thing?
I ain't seen it nowhere.
You know, don't you hate that? Then you have to get up and go find it yourself, you know? You know, you have to get up and look. That's how it is for us, you know? I ain't seen no peace. Get your butt up out of the chair and look. Somebody say, pursue it.
Pursue it.
The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Notice that word righteous again. Is this all tying together for y'all, or am I talking in circles? The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ear is open to their cry. Why is he open to the righteous? Listen for that righteous unity. Looking down there, seeing if somebody makes them happy. When God's in a good mood, everybody gets blessed. Hallelujah. And he's always in a good mood. The face of the Lord is against, someone say against, them that do evil. And not just against them that do evil, God's ready to cut them off. People need to realize, somebody say, there's a God. And the Bible talks about God. There are certain people, one guy told me, I don't believe in God, I don't know all this other stuff. I said, for your sake, I hope it's not true. For your you better believe with all of your might, you better believe him away. With what you're saying and what you're doing, you better believe with everything you get. If you can, you better believe him completely away. Because his face is against those that do evil, to cut them off. We refuse it. We don't want to get to the point where we just think we can just do anything, say anything, act any kind of way, and everything's okay. Let me, one word. We're all good people here. God gets ticked off. And that's in the New Testament. Amen. He's all Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And you get to the point, you know, you go so far. And the blood of the martyrs, you keep wearing people out. You know, the Bible says, why devour and kill one another with the tongue and doing those things? There's spiritual blood, somebody say life, poured out all over the heavenlies in this geographic area that people won't learn to shut up. And sooner or later, that blood's going to cry out from the ground. And God will respond. 1 Peter verse 3, verse 10. This is the New Testament equivalent to that verse.
Say it again.
1 Peter 3, 10. For he that loveth life and see good days, let him, somebody say, refrain.
Refrain.
Somebody say, just hold it. Everybody practice this. Everybody do this. Somebody say, just. Somebody say, hallelujah. I need to do a teaching. Say, shut up and be blessed. Somebody say hallelujah. Shut up before you talk yourself out of a blessing. Hallelujah. Let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Somebody say hallelujah.
Me and Billy were talking about that today. We said we're going in the duct tape business.
Praise God. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is what?
Against them.
That do evil. Don't go down the wrong path and expect God to be looking at you smiling. And the reason why his face is against you is because he don't want to see it. And who is he that will harm you? Somebody say, glory to God. Who? If God be for you, who? Somebody say, who? Who that? Who that? Who is it that will harm you? If you be followers, somebody say, if you're followers of that which is good. Now, if you're going out there following all your own ideas and all your own stupid schemes, yeah, you'll go get hurt. But, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, for doing what God led you to do, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Glory to God. How many of you ready to stand in faith?
Amen.
You ready to stand in faith? Here's a good verse, Mark chapter 3, verse 25. If a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. That's why half of y'all houses falling down. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say it's a spiritual principle. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Find them over any stuff falling, you know. Glory to God. Two interesting things I want to read you real quick. Somebody say unity. Say it one more time.
Unity.
Here's a story about unity. Two men were riding a bicycle built for two when they came to a steep hill. It took a great deal of struggle for the two men to complete what proved to be a very steep climb. When they got to the top, the man in front turned to the other and said, Boy, that sure was a hard climb. The fellow in the back replied, yes, and if it hadn't been for me to keep my foot on the brakes, we would have never gotten up here. Because he thought that putting his foot on the brakes was keeping the bike from going backwards. So he, the whole time, one's trying to pedal to go up, the other put the foot on the brakes, so he thinking that so they don't have to go backwards. Some say unity. That's how it is sometimes. We all try to ride together, one on the front, one on the back, the other one got the foot on the brake. Ooh, we go looking back. And the other was trying to go forward. Here we go. Churchgoers are like fires in a coal. Think about this. This is so true. When they cling together, they keep the flame aglow. When they separate, they die out. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're God's child, you're a sheep. Sheep aren't going to be out there all by themselves in the forest. Well, the Lord just got me out here. So say praise God. We just can't find a shepherd. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't blame that stupid stuff on God. At least blend in. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Devil can't pluck you off till you. If a wolf comes up, he's going to look for the stray. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm serious. Just pluck them off. And all of a sudden they lose. And he just start plucking them off. And first thing he bites off is their brain. Start acting crazy and acting dumb. If they just get back in the sheepfold, they wouldn't be so nervous and paranoid all the time. Somebody say amen. Closing statements. Everybody say no.
No.
Solos.
In heaven.
Say it one more time. Somebody say, we got a long way to go, don't we? Somebody say, praise the Lord. We're even seated with him in heaven. Somebody say, now this is interesting. Of all the songs in the book of Revelation, not one is a solo. The 24 elders sing and cast their crowns before his feet and unite their voices of countless angels resound. Every living creature in heaven and on earth, under the heaven, and all that is in them are joined in one song. Those who are victorious over the beast are given harps and a song to sing. In every case, multitudes of people or angels unite in the same song with absolute unity. There's no recorded solo. Some say amen.
Amen.
Some say not one.
Not one.
Recorded solo.
Recorded solo.
In heaven.
In heaven.
Hope it wasn't a burglar just pulling up here with high hopes.
No, I went into this.
Okay. Praise God. I mean, that's some bold faith. Did we learn anything tonight? Did we enjoy that? How many are ready to be blessed?
Amen.
In that scene. How many are ready to see the power of God start to work?
Yes.
So I say tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Just find a believer and get in agreement and get blessed.
Yes.
Amen.
Just find a believer and get in agreement and get blessed. Someone say hallelujah. Someone say, I'm going to go and get in agreement. Hallelujah. Nothing. Someone say nothing.
Nothing.
Will be impossible. For those that agree and believe. Say the same thing. Stay out of strife. Amen. And just be blessed. Somebody say hallelujah. And people get afraid of people that get like that. Somebody told me one time, all you want around you is yes men. I said, what do you want me to have? No men? Somebody say hallelujah. You know, you get up here and say something. Well, I don't agree with that. I don't want to do that. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. All the promises of God are yes and amen.
Amen.
Get a bunch of yes people. Amen. I'm not telling you to get a bunch of flunkies and stuff, but everybody, get people that will get in agreement. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The last person said no was me, and I changed my mind when I heard the word of God. Someone say hallelujah. Someone say yes.
Yes.
Say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm in agreement that I want to be blessed. And we all get blessed together. I want to read that verse and then I'm going to let you go. Oh, there's some good stuff in here. This is some really good stuff. Did y'all enjoy this tonight? Y'all getting out in nice time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Behold how good and how pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just like that, you know, y'all ever seen the geese fly?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why they fly in formation? Anybody ever heard why they fly in formation? They have a 71% better flight pattern because they can save that much energy. Amen. When one's flying behind the other one, when they break suit, they can't go that far. One geese can't fly the distance. They go 71% further when they fly together because they have a thing to where they get behind it. Aerodynamics, like you get in those cars. And that's why they fly like that. And as soon as the front one gets tired, it backs off and goes to the back. And the next one comes up and they fly like that. And that's how they can get to the south. No geese will ever make it anywhere that it has to go by itself. But when they get in that unity, they go. Some say, you'll never get there. Yes, somebody say, you'll never get there.
You'll never get there.
Amen. You'll never get there by yourself. Somebody say hallelujah. You'll never get there by yourself. You'll get there, you know, by getting in agreement with the people, with the word of God. Amen. And it says the one goose gets to the front, the others get right behind him and just encourage him. When they quacking and all that other stuff, they don't know what they say. That quack is a quack of encouragement. They all just get back and say, go, 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 go. And he gets so tired. Quack, 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 quack. We're going 71% faster now. We have to 71. We're going to get there. Go, 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 go. And it says if one geese gets shot, they will not let him go down by himself. Two geese will fall with him and stay with him either until he's recuperated or dies. And they just wait for the next V to come along. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
That's how the geese get places and we still sitting here looking stupid. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. We all quack up over stupid stuff.
Should
we should all start quacking. Encouragement. Just start quacking. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Get out there and roll with it. You get tired, go to the end of the line. Somebody else will roll up there. And we all say, go girl, you got it. Woo,
go. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you are going out with it with God and you just need to hear people say go for it?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. That's what it's all about. We'll all get there together. Amen. We'll all get there together, but individually, we won't get there. No, they don't do all that stuff. Someone say hallelujah. How many want to go to the top and be there all by yourself? You got a big old house and nobody, you know, nobody wants to come in but you. Say praise God. Someone say hallelujah. I want to go there with my same friends. Amen. We can get there together. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your power. We thank you for the blessing of unity. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. When the next time you hear people get out of sync, get out of unity, get out of the flow of unity, you say, honey, you ain't going nowhere and you ain't taking me with you. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm ready to get somewhere with God. He's encouraging me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody just stripped that poor. So, Father, we bless this night. We bless our friends. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We pray for that supernatural blessing of unity. We pray that as we unite our hearts, our faith, our tongues, and our worship, Father God, to walk in your righteousness, and that supernatural blessing that comes will come upon us, Father God, and change everybody's circumstance for the good. Lord, we want the world to be able to say, behold how good it is because those people got together in unity. Look at all the good that's going over there. Look at what happens when people agree. Look how they please God, that it's a blessing of God. Because we trusted in you, Father God, and just decided there was nothing more important than loving you, caring for you, and staying in peace and unity. Unity gets there first, Father. So teach us to flow together in love and grace and power and anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother Jesse, you want to bless tonight's offering?
Bless them in every area of their personal life and whatever they're believing for from you, Father. I pray that you give that to them in Jesus' name.
And tomorrow, Brother Jesse's birthday. Somebody say, praise God, turns 25 years old tomorrow. It's a very special day. So we want to sing, ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesse. Happy birthday to you. Now let's wish with all of our heart. May God bless you with a lot of money and bless your friend too. May God bless you with a lot of money and bless your friend too. May God bless you. May God bless you. Father, we release the blessing that only you can grant upon Brother Jesse. We thank you for his 5 faithful years here in ministry, Father God. Lord, you know, and you can handle it, so do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed. If you need an offering envelope, we have it. He's already blessed it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's good to bless in any of those areas. Amen. All these areas here are scriptural. Respond to any of them and you'll be blessed. Amen. If you give by credit card, you'll really be blessed because we don't have the machine to cash it. Hallelujah. We'll be calling the company. What's this Westinghouse? You bless the Lord. Hallelujah. CarMax? The Lord used you. Hallelujah. I think we ought to just get everybody's credit card number and put it in the database, and we just believe God who's supposed to pay the light bill. Let's roll that dice. Today it's Judy. We don't even take offerings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Judy. So we send for Judy. Yeah, yeah. We send for Judy's card.
Huh? 25. Praise God. It's the women's ministry. Did you sow a good seed, Brother Rex?
Oh, it was tenfold.
Seed of faith?
Yes.
It's going to come back to you 10 times more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.